Welcome to Diverse Wellbeing, a weekly podcast where parents of children with needs find support, connection, and real conversations on embracing self-care. This is your host, Anne Loren, a special needs assistant and psychotherapist in Tipperary and grandmother to three autistic children. At this time of the year, I often notice myself being a little bit more reflective, not in a dramatic way, but in a quieter, taking stock kind of way. There's something about this time of year that invites us to pause, even if life itself doesn't slow down very much. One small thing I tend to do each year, mostly out of curiosity, is check the Chinese calendar to see what animal is associated with the coming year. It's not something I follow closely or live by. It's more a point of interest, a moment of noticing. The Chinese calendar works on a lunar cycle, and each year is represented by an animal. Each of those animals is traditionally associated with certain qualities or themes. For many people, it's a way of making sense of time, seasons, and change. You don't need to believe in it or even know much about it for it to be useful. It can just be a lens, a way of thinking about where we are and where we're going. When I realised that the year coming to an end is the year of the snake, I found myself really liking the imagery of that. The snake is often associated with shedding its skin, which felt particularly meaningful. By now, many parents are tired, not just physically, but emotionally. We've been carrying routines, responsibilities, worries, expectations, some of them necessary, some of them heavy. The idea of the snake shedding its skin made me think, what might no longer be serving me? That could be an old expectation, a way of coping that once helped but now costs too much, a belief that we should be managing better or feeling differently or doing more. Letting go, in this sense, isn't about giving up. It's about recognizing that some things have had their time, and that we're allowed to grow beyond them. I also looked ahead to the coming year, which, according to the Chinese calendar, is the year of the horse. The horse is often associated with strength, movement, and forward momentum. For me, the image of the horse feels like steady movement. It's not about speed, productivity, or pushing through exhaustion. It's more about finding a rhythm, carrying ourselves forward with a pace that our body and mind can actually sustain. It invites us to think about what we choose to take with us into the next year. Not everything, but what truly supports us. Our values, our boundaries, the small things that help us stay grounded and well. So in this episode, I want to use these two images, the snake and the horse, simply as a way of reflecting. One invites us to gently lay things down. The other invites us to move forward thoughtfully, with intention rather than pressure. This isn't about setting goals. It's about awareness, kindness, and choice. Giving ourselves permission to travel a little lighter as we move into the year ahead. So often, when we talk about letting go or moving forward, it comes with an unspoken demand to improve, to change, to resolve something quickly. But letting go can begin simply with awareness. When we're under prolonged stress, which many parents are, the mind and body adapt. We develop ways of coping, protecting, holding things together. Some of those ways are incredibly resourceful. But over time, what once helped can start to feel heavy. And that's where the image of the snake becomes useful again, because shedding doesn't happen all at once. It happens gradually. You might notice this as feeling more irritable than usual, feeling stuck or flat, feeling tired in a way that rest doesn't quite fix. These are often signs that something is ready to change. A question you might ask is, what am I still carrying because it once helped, but maybe I don't need to anymore? That might be an internal voice that pushes you too hard, a belief that you must always cope quietly, a habit of putting yourself last. Let's turn towards the image of the horse. If the snake invites release, the horse invites direction. The horse carries strength, but it also needs care. It needs rest, nourishment, and rhythm to keep moving. And that's a helpful reminder for us. Moving forward doesn't mean doing more. It might mean doing less, but with more intention. You might reflect on what actually supports me day to day. What helps me feel steadier? What pace feels realistic for this season of my life? The year ahead doesn't need a grand plan. It doesn't need a reinvention. It might simply ask, what is worth carrying forward and what is not? Perhaps it's a boundary you've put in place, a moment of quiet that you protect, a way of speaking to yourself that is kinder than before. Strength in this sense isn't about pushing on regardless. It's about staying connected to yourself as you move. So if the snake reminds us that we're allowed to shed what no longer fits, the horse reminds us that we're allowed to move forward in a way that feels supportive and grounded. And that, for many parents, is more than enough. Until next time, take care. This is Diverse Wellbeing, empowering parents, and embracing wellness.